hip hooray, it's Saturday. Hello, 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 hello. 1,001 hellos to each and every one of you. I am delighted, delighted, over the moon, tickled pink that you have chosen to join me here on Yoto Daily. My name is Jake, and today, my Yoto Daily crew, I have put together a mashup of games, some favourite Yoto Daily games for us to play today. So make sure you have a little bit of time, a little bit of energy, strap on your ear goggles, and come with me. Let's play a few classic Yoto Daily games. Here we go. First of all, let's have a quick game of Would You Rather.
It's simple. I will give you the choice between two crazy or unusual or fantastical situations, and you have to choose which one you would rather. It's a bit like cheese or chocolate, expanded edition. Simple as that, really. Make a choice, have a think about it. I'll tell you what I would choose as we go along. We can see if we match up or not. Would you rather live in the desert or live on a deserted island? Would you rather live in the middle of the desert or live on a deserted island? What would you prefer? Ooh, for me, I think it would be the deserted island. I know it sounds lonely, a deserted island, but I like to swim, so I'd like to have a dip in the sea, I think. So for me, it's a deserted island. Did you choose the same? Next up, would you rather have $1,000 or pounds or wherever you live, £1,000 now, or £10,000 or dollars or whatever in 5 years? Oh, would you rather £1,000 or dollars or whatever your money is now, or £10,000 or dollars or whatever your money is in 5 years? What would you prefer? Haha, what did you say there? Oh, I think you've got to be patient with that one. I think you wait those 5 years and take that £10,000 or dollars or whatever. I think that's what I'd go for anyway. Could you wait, or would you take the cash now? Would you rather dance in front of the whole school or sing in front of the whole school? What would you rather, dance in front of the whole school alone, this is just you up there alone, or sing alone in front of the whole school? What would you prefer? What did you say there, folks? Oh, I think for me, it would definitely be sing. I'm not much of a dancer. I'm probably not much of a singer, but I'd prefer to sing, I think. It's sing for me. What did you choose?
Next up, it's time for a game of Simon Says.
You know the drill. I will give you some instructions, and if I say Simon Says, you've got to do those instructions. If I don't say Simon Says, then you don't do those instructions. And if you are doing that instruction, then you hear this noise. Then I got you. I caught you. Okay? Here we go, folks. Simon Says, count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Simon Says, count back from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Simon Says, how many fingers are on your hand? Simon Says, how many toes on your foot? Simon Says, how many hairs on your head? Simon Says it's actually around 100,000 hairs on the average human head. How about that? How many days in a week? Oh, sorry, my friends. No, Simon Says there. If you told me there are 7 days in a week, then I gotcha. Simon Says, stand up if you aren't already. And Simon Says, make sure you've got a bit of space. And Simon Says, give me 5 star jumps, jumping jacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Excellent. Simon Says, Run on the spot. Simon says, keep running. Simon says, stop. Simon says, dance. Simon says, stop. Simon says, dance. Simon says, stop. And now take a deep breath. Oh, no, Simon says there. Did you take that deep breath, did you? Or did you not? Did you catch me out? Well done, if you did. Simon says, pretend to eat a biscuit. Simon says, eat a cake. Simon says, eat your knickers by mistake. Simon says, eat some soup. Simon says, do you eat soup or drink soup? Simon says, eat a single grain of rice. Simon says, eat a whole bag of potatoes. Simon says, have a drink. Simon says, it's hot chocolate. Simon says, blow on it to cool it down. Now we can take a sip. Here we go. Drink that hot chocolate. Oh, sorry. No, Simon says there. Sorry if you sipped that chocolate. You shouldn't have.
Moving on, it's time for a game of Magic 10. I will give you a category, for example, things that are yellow, and then I will give you 30 seconds to name as many of those things as possible. So, things that are yellow, daffodils, the sun, bananas, etc. and so on. See if you can name as many as you can, and if you get to the Magic 10, then brilliant, fantastic, excellent, awesome, well done you. If you don't worry, there'll be another category along before you know it. Okay, 30 seconds to name as many things as you can that you would find in a bathroom. What do you usually find in the bathroom? Go, go, go! And there we go. Time's up. How did you do? Did you remember toothbrush? We heard someone brushing their teeth earlier, didn't we? Excellent work, my friends. Did you make it to the Magic 10? Don't worry if you didn't. Next up, here we go. Can you name as many animals... Wait for it. It's not that easy. As many animals without fur. Animals that don't have fur. How many can you name? Go, 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 go. And there we go. Time's up. How did we do? Animals without fur. Snake, worm, snail. We've got all those insect-y type animals, haven't we? Then we've got the birds. The birds don't have fur. They have feather. You could have named any kind of bird. Well done if you named a few there. And very well done if you got to the Magic 10. Next up is the game called Odd One Out. I will present you with groups of four, and you need to have a listen, have a think, scratch your head, and choose which one you think is the odd one out, which one doesn't quite fit with the others. Okay, what do we think is the odd one out here? Dad, sister, friend, daughter. What's the odd one out there? Dad, sister, friend, daughter. What do you think? What did you go for? I think that's friend. The others, for me, are all family members. Dad, sister, daughter. People you'd find in a family. But friend is a friend. They're not part of the family. No matter how much you love them. Good stuff. Okay, did you choose that too? Fabulous. Okay, here we go. The next one. Forest, lake, ocean, river. Forest, lake, ocean, river. Which one is the odd one out? What did you say there? What's the odd one out there? For me, my friends, it's forest. Yes, the others are all bodies of water. They're all places you would find water. Lake, ocean, river. And a forest is full of trees. So it was the water that connected the others. And the forest was the odd one out for me. Fantastic. Here we go, the next group. Group number three. Pencil, ruler, eraser, donut. Pencil, ruler, eraser, donut. And what did you say there, folks? It's got to be the donut, hasn't it? Donut is food and the others are all stationery. They're all things you might find in your pencil case. Pencil, ruler, eraser. So I went for donut. There we go, my friends. That was a taster of some of the games we play on Yotto Daily. I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you very much for listening today on the 23rd of March, 2024. And if that's your birthday, folks, wow, 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 wow. I hope you have a really, 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 really special day today. As special as you are. Happy, happy birthday. A heartfelt happy birthday to everybody celebrating today. I hope it's spectacular. Other people with a birthday today? Well, there is legendary athlete over here in the UK, Mo Farah. He has a birthday today, winner of all kinds of titles, including the 10,000 and 5,000 metre running races in the London Olympics in 2012. It's Mo Farah's birthday today. It's also Damon Albarn's birthday today, lead singer of Blur and the Gorillaz, a huge musician over here in the UK again. And on this day, back in 1857, a little bit of maths, that is 167 years ago, the first ever elevator, the first ever lift, was installed in a building in New York City. How about that, folks? A world before elevators, a world before lifts. Imagine all those stairs you'd have to climb if elevators weren't a part of our lives. Well, anyway, the first ever passenger elevator was installed on this day, March 23rd in 1857. Fabulous stuff. Have a great day. Come back and see me tomorrow on Yotto Daily. It's a deal. See you then. Bye for now.